Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Mem Gimel, Gittin 43a, pagination is 85. We're doing a piece of Gemara that is related to the case of Shivcha Charufa. It's a topic that not everyone is familiar with, but it is a clear pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. That's Vayikra Yud Tes Chaf, chapter 19, verse 20. And as Rashi there tells us, the case is that a woman who is a Shivcha Kananis, a slave woman, who has been half freed, and therefore she's only half slave, and she's half free. Me'ureses le'eved ivri. And an eved ivri, a Jewish man, made an effort to do kiddushin with her. Now, what's so fascinating about this kiddushin is that only half of her is available for kiddushin because only half of her is free. We discussed this case in the previous sessions where she was owned at one point by two partners and one of the partners freed her, so she became a regular Jewish woman in that half of her, but the other half remains as a Shivcha Kananis, a slave woman. This Eved Ivri, this Jewish man, is marrying the part that's free, because that's the only part you could do Kiddushin in. And what's interesting, if you choose the case of Eved Ivri, is that an Eved Ivri is the one person who could be with her, because as a Jewish slave to a Jewish master, the Jewish master has the right to give him a Shivcha Kananis to live with. And that's described in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. He's also eligible to marry a regular Jewish woman. So he's able to live with this woman either way, whether she's a Shivcha Kananis or she's a Bas Chorin. Therefore, he's in a unique position. But really, it's not limited to an Eved Ivri. Any Jewish man that tries to do Kiddushin with this woman is going to create an anomaly in Halacha where he's trying to essentially marry half a woman. The Gemara tells us, counting into the wide lines, about eight lines, Darash Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna initially taught, Kishem shahamekadesh chatzi isha eino mekudeshes, the same way that if you take a regular woman and offer her half kiddushin, half of her should be married to you. That's nothing. There's no such thing as half kiddushin. Kach chetzya ish shevcha v'chetzya bas chorin sheneskatsha eino mekudeshes. Similarly, Rabba Bar Rav Huna taught, a woman who's half free, and you try to do kiddushin with her, it's nothing. Amalei Rav Chista objected. He said, "Midami, it's not comparable. Hasam shaya bikinyano, over there by a regular woman that you try to only marry half of her, you're withholding your kinyan. You're only doing your kiddushin part way, and that makes it faulty." Over here, he didn't withhold anything. He wants to marry her in her entirety. And he married whatever was available. Only half of her was available. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna retracted his statement. And he said, Ein adam omer al divrei Torah elo im ken nichshal bahen. A person does not succeed in Torah until he makes a mistake. And he stated the new teaching, even though trying to marry half a woman doesn't work, But if you're trying to marry a half-slave, half-free woman, and you're trying to marry the entire amount of her that's available, Sheneskacha Kiddusha Kiddushin, it works. My Taima, and he explained, as Rav Chisda argued, Hasam Shaya Bekinyano, over there by a regular woman trying to marry half of her is withholding in your kinyan. Hachalo Shaya Bekinyano, over here, you're not withholding your kinyan, you're trying to do it in its entirety. And therefore we have a machlokas over here, which is outlined on this daf. What would be in a kiddushin of trying to marry a woman that we've been describing in the past three sessions, a woman who's chatzi shivcha, chatzi beschorin, only half of her is available for kiddushin? As Rashi and Amud Beis explains, one viewpoint is going to be that the initial kiddushin on half will expand once the second half becomes available, and she'll be totally married to this first person who married her while she was still half slave. And another viewpoint says, Baha Shichrur, once she becomes free in her entirety, Vihifkia, and totally removes the original kiddushin, she's a new person, kekatan shanolad, as if she was just born, and if someone new would come along, she would be mikudeshes l'sheni, mikudeshes to the second person. The Rambam, at least according to one understanding of the Rambam, seems to indicate that the kiddushin of the first person is not complete, because he's only able to marry half of her, and that's not true legitimate kiddushin. In the case of Shivcha Charufa, she's not considered an Eishes Ish with a capital punishment associated with her. If she would fool around with someone else, the person would have to bring a korban, but it would not be capital punishment. And the Rambam seems to indicate, again, at least according to one understanding of the Rambam, that if that man who did kiddushin on her when only half was available would continue living with her, then that would consummate the marriage and he would be totally married to her. The Rambam compares it to marriage with an underage girl, which was sometimes done so that she would be cared for and wouldn't be vulnerable in society. But it's not a real marriage until she becomes bas mitzvah and he continues in the marriage. And at that point, she would become truly married to him. If he doesn't continue, she's really eligible to end up with a different person. What's clear from this discussion is that even if we accept that it's a machlokes and it's undecided whether she's married to the first person who married her when she was only half available, or she's married to the second person who might come along and decide to give her kiddushin before the first person continued in his marriage, now that she's totally available after the second master frees her. Either she's married to the first, or she's married to the second. There certainly is no such thing as a woman being married to two men. Which prompts Rav Chisda, one line up from the bottom, to make the following statement. Amar Rav Chisda said, Chetzya shivcha v'chetzya baschorin, a woman who was half slave, half free, Sheniskatcha l'Reuven, and she accepted kiddushin to a man, Reuven, v'nishtachrura, and then she was freed. Remember, we're not 100% clear whether, by being freed, the kiddushin of Reuven is nispashet and expands upon her, or if the kiddushin of Reuven really goes off and it's on standby, if he continues being with her, then it'll be a good kiddushin. But until then, she's not really married to Reuven. And therefore, v'chozra v'niskatcha l'shimin, in the interim, she went and accepted kiddushin from Shimon, who happens to be Reuven's brother. What's clear is that Shimon is an eligible suitor to this woman, even though Reuven was perhaps on some level married to her. And if it was a real marriage, it would be an eshes ach, and kiddushin would not be chal. But Reuven had something in half of her, and now that she's totally available, Shimon goes ahead and does kiddushin. Umesu shneim, and now both Reuven and Shimon die. During their lifetime, it was inconclusive who she was married to, but now they're both dead, so that's irrelevant. Says Rav Chista misyavemes leLevi, she can do yibum with the third brother, Levi. Ve'einani koreba eshes shnei mesim, because there is indeed a law that a woman who's coming from yibum of two men, two brothers, cannot do yibum to the third. So that, for example, if there was maimer, if she was married to one brother and then a different brother did maimer, a kiddushin derabbanon, and now she's coming to the third brother as a result of a kiddushin and a maimer and a confusing case, we would not do yibum. Over here, you could do yibum because manafshach. Either way, yibum is appropriate. I kiddushe deruven kiddushin. If the kiddushin of Reuven is good kiddushin, kiddushin de Shimon lav kiddushin, then the kiddushin of Shimon is nothing. Vi kiddushin de Shimon kiddushin, and if you hold the kiddushin of Shimon are good, then kiddushin de Reuven lav kiddushin, then she was like a katan shenolad, she was like born anew when the second master freed her, and the kiddushin of Reuven is no longer applicable. Again, going back to basics, this is the complex case described as Shivcha Charufa, a woman who's half freed, and even though she's married to an Eved Ivri who's eligible to her, both on Shivcha Kenainis side and on Bas Chorin free side, nevertheless, it's not a true marriage because she's not totally available for regular Jewish marriage. And therefore, as the Pasuk describes, if a man was with her during that time, it would not be the classic Eishes Ish capital offense, and instead it's described as its own mitzvah as a case where a special karbon would be brought as atonement. Yashikoach. Thank you for joining.